They wouldn't be visibly armed in all these cases. We already have in some schools, in several schools, we've got security officers there. I know that many university campuses, including the University of Washington, has an armed police force. So a person, a teacher, an administrator, perhaps a volunteer under this program that was suggested this morning, they would be, to the way I understand it, fairly inconspicuous. They wouldn't be walking around with a visible gun on, but there would be a firearm available to them in an emergency. And that is certainly an option that might be out there. I know that people don't like the idea, but we've already reached that point where we do have security in several schools.
This is absolutely ridiculous. We live in a culture of violence, do we not, in the UK? Do I own a gun? No, I don't. Do I own a baseball bat? No, I don't. What I've heard tonight is a bad guy with a gun, we need a good guy with a gun. So a bad guy with a nuclear weapon, we need a good guy with a nuclear weapon. Come on, they need to wake up and actually smell the bacon here.
Well, it's Dave Workman. He's from the Citizens Committee, Right to Keep and Bear Arms. You can speak to him directly. He's in Washington tonight.
So you need guns. You need to fight violence with violence. Yeah, that's what you believe in, I presume.
Well, I believe in defending yourself. And you say you don't have a baseball bat and you certainly don't have a firearm over there. That's your choice. If that's you, what you want to do, that's fine.
Well, he wouldn't be allowed a firearm, would he? That's the law in the UK.
I beg your pardon?
That's the law.
The law over here is far different. We have a constitutionally protected individual civil right to have a firearm.
Then please don't cry for the children that were shot in the head because some scumbag had a gun. And if you didn't have that sort of law, it wouldn't happen easily, would it, sir?
That man murdered his own mother to get a hold of her firearms, and then he went to that school. And we certainly, the firearms community, is heartbroken over that.
How many years ago was Columbine? Quite a few years ago now. Nothing has changed in America. Nothing has changed. And people...
That's not entirely true. Things have changed in America. We had an assault weapons ban that expired in 2004. So now it's easier for people to purchase weapons that are semi-automatic that can then be used to kill massive amounts of people. So you're wrong. Things have changed. For the worst, we've seen this assault weapon ban come and go.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Stephen.
What do you think, sir?
Hello. Do you know who I feel sorry for? In the sense of relations with the rest of the world is the people of America. That some of these pro-gun people can come on and think the way they do. It's embarrassing for America.
I've listened to your callers, and what they've been saying has been embarrassing, too. They're suggesting that anybody that owns one of these firearms is a potential killer. I know people who own lots of these guns. My son owns one of these guns. He's not a potential killer. He's got some large magazines. He shoots with them recreationally. I know guys that hunt coyotes with them, shoot prairie dogs with them. They compete with them. They keep them for home protection.